Alright, gentlemen, welcome back to Masculine Power, your daily dose of motivation and real talk about what it means to be a man today. And trust me, guys, this topic, emotional intelligence at work, is more crucial than ever. We're talking about navigating the office jungle with grace, understanding your colleagues better, leading with empathy, and building genuine connections that propel you forward in your career. You know that feeling when a conversation goes sideways because someone's emotions are running high? Or when you can sense tension brewing before it even explodes? That's emotional intelligence at play, folks. And mastering it is like having a secret weapon in the workplace. So, buckle up. Today we're breaking down 5 key takeaways to help you develop your emotional intelligence and become the ultimate power player. Not through dominance or aggression, but through genuine connection and understanding. First things first, self-awareness. This isn't about being overly sensitive. It's about recognizing your own emotions, how they impact your actions, and understanding their triggers. Think of it like this. Emotions are like traffic signals in your mind. Red means stop, yellow means caution, green means go. The key is to become aware of those signals so you can make conscious decisions instead of reacting impulsively. Ever notice how anger can cloud your judgment? Or how stress can make you short-tempered? Knowing your emotional patterns allows you to choose a more measured response. Next up, empathy. This is about stepping into someone else's shoes and genuinely trying to understand their perspective, even if it differs from yours. It's not about agreeing with them, but about actively listening, showing compassion, and building bridges instead of walls. Think of it like this. Empathy is the oil that keeps the wheels of communication turning smoothly. It helps you build trust, resolve conflicts more effectively, and create a positive work environment where everyone feels valued and heard. Now, let's talk about self-regulation. This is all about managing your emotions, both the good and the bad, in a healthy way. It's about staying calm under pressure, avoiding emotional outbursts, and responding thoughtfully instead of reactively. Think of it like this. Self-regulation is the art of keeping your cool when things heat up. Communication is key, folks. Being emotionally intelligent isn't just about understanding yourself and others. It's also about expressing yourself clearly and effectively. This means listening attentively, speaking with respect, and being mindful of your tone and body language. Remember, communication is a two-way street, so make sure you're both giving and receiving with authenticity. Finally, we have relationship management. This is where all the pieces come together. It's about building strong relationships based on trust, empathy, and mutual respect. This means being a reliable colleague, offering support when needed, and celebrating successes together. Think of it like this. Strong relationships create a supportive ecosystem at work, leading to better collaboration, increased productivity, and a more fulfilling work experience for everyone involved. Let me tell you a story about a guy named Mark, brilliant engineer, but couldn't connect with his team. He'd get frustrated easily, blame others when things went wrong, and struggle to collaborate effectively. One day, he started practicing self-awareness by reflecting on his emotional triggers. He realized that feeling cornered or pressured made him defensive. So, he began asking for clarification instead of jumping to conclusions and actively listened to his colleagues' perspectives. Slowly but surely, Mark's communication improved, his relationships blossomed, and he became a respected leader within the company. See? It's not magic, it's conscious effort and consistent practice. So, gentlemen, remember, emotional intelligence isn't about being overly sensitive or suppressing your feelings. It's about understanding yourself, connecting with others authentically, and leading with empathy and self-awareness. It's a superpower in the workplace, folks. One that can help you navigate challenges, build meaningful connections, and achieve greater success. Now, go out there and apply these takeaways. Share your experiences with us on social media. Use hashtag #masculinepower to connect with other listeners and keep the conversation going. And remember, every day is an opportunity to level up your emotional intelligence and become the best version of yourselves. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.